It is the radio segment that's winking at you while slowly biting its lower lip. Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other numbskulls don't. This first laser story is out of Russia. There's a guy in southern Russia who's only been identified by his first name, Shakur. No relation to Tupac, I don't think.
That'd be cool.
Because Tupac would never stand for this. Anyway, His girlfriend was in court last week because she stabbed Shakur 13 times during a drunk argument.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Okay.
And because of that, he was in the hospital for 3 weeks.
Whoa, oh my God. That's intense.
When he got out, he heard his girlfriend was facing up to 6 years in prison.
That's it?
But before the judge could sentence her, Shakur stood up and begged the judge to show mercy and then proposed to her.
Oh my God.
Sounds like a good relationship.
Dude, he's a keeper.
Yeah, I can't wait to go to this wedding.
After multiple, are you serious, comments from the judge, like, wait, hold on. Hey, she stabbed you like 13 times. You want to get married to her.
Seriously.
Yeah. Shakur said that he was madly in love, and no matter how many times she stabbed him, he wanted to be with her for the rest of his life.
Wow, that's
probably
healthy.
Won't be that long. After the comment, the judge decided to postpone sentencing, probably because his mind was blown. Like, what?
Yeah, no.
This next laser story is out of Texas. A 28-year-old guy named Antonio Salas was attempting to fly from Sacramento to Austin with 43 pounds of marijuana in his luggage.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
That's a lot of weed.
I can't believe anyone has, like, the cojones to put 43 pounds in a suitcase and just casually board.
Yeah. And he didn't want to go over 50 in case that extra baggage fee.
I feel like he's just, like, whistling as he walks down.
Well,
surprisingly,
the TSA in Sacramento actually missed it.
What?
But his bag got flagged at the airport in Austin after a drug dog smelled the weed.
From 3 miles away.
Or anyone that's around him smelled the weed.
If you're wondering, the drive from Sacramento to Austin takes about 27 hours. I'm not an expert, but it seems like that might have been a safer option for him.
Yeah,
but
just either take a
way,
day of it.
His bags were flagged, and Antonio was ready with an airtight excuse to.
Oh.
He told officers that the bags weren't actually his. In fact, he told the police that he found them on the street before his flight and decided to say, hey, I'm going to take these bags with me.
Go! 43 pounds.
Yeah. Weird. I thought, I was just like, thought maybe they were going to Austin. Maybe I could get to lost and found or something.
Absolutely.
I just tried to do a good deed.
Just going to donate this when I get there.
Now facing a third-degree felony charge for drug possession and could be looking at up to 10 years in prison.
Ooh.
TSA did say that there's some good news for Antonio. Apparently, his luggage was 7 pounds under the airline's 50-pound limit.
See?
So he did avoid an extra baggage fee. That's good.
There you go.
Oh,
smart guy.
But if it had been over 50 pounds of pot, he would also be looking at up to 20 years instead of 10. He would have reached another threshold there.
Wow.
This next laser story is out of Iowa. 23-year-old Tyler Heap scratched off a $1 Iowa lottery ticket the other day.
Cool.
And then something miraculous happened. Tyler won exactly $1.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
You're going to have like a million.
$1.
Why is this in the news?
And he was bored, so he decided to cash it in, just like the big jackpot winners do. So he headed to the lottery headquarters in Des Moines and asked if they'd treat him like a $1 million winner.
Yeah, just go to your local store, dude.
Yeah.
You're good.
He just wanted the big check.
Yep, the staff obliged, taking his picture with an oversized check in the amount of
$1.
He also held a mini press conference telling people about how overjoyed he was to be a winner in the lotto.
They actually did it!
Yeah. Afterwards, he said he plans to spend his winnings on a half gallon of gas.
Nice.
Amazing idea. Next time I win a dollar on a scratch-off, I want to do the same thing. This next laser story is out of dating headquarters. There's a ski resort in Wisconsin that has introduced a new dating experience that hundreds have been signing up for. They're calling it chairlift speed dating.
Oh my gosh, this is genius.
Yep. Just like regular speed dating, singles are matched up to have a short conversation with one another. However, unlike boring speed dating where you just sit at a table and talk, these dates take place 30 feet up in the air on the ski lift.
Yeah.
Oh, sketchy.
Singles.
It's sketchy. People ride ski lifts all the time.
Singles will ride the lift up to the top of the mountain, sitting right next to their date. So you better make sure your breath is fresh and nice because you'll be talking really closely. And if sparks fly, couples can ski down the slopes together and continue getting to know each other.
Dude, that's awesome. I love this one. And then if they don't, what, you just push them off?
I guess. So they just head down the mountain real quick, and you're like, oh.
Oh.
Okay, I get the hint. If there's no connection, both people ski down the mountain separately. and then get on the chairlift back and meet somebody else.
Yeah.
There have been reports of men attempting to follow single females down the mountain, even though the woman was clearly not interested, trying to ski after her.
Yeah, of course. Like, anything that could be fun is ruined.
Overall, results are positive, and dating experts say it's a fun way to meet new people with low risk, unless, of course, the lift malfunctions and you're stuck dangling in the air with a stranger for 4 hours. But so far, that hasn't happened. This next laser story is out of Canada. There's an annual event in Montreal called the Festival of Snow. And the 36th one was set to happen this past weekend, but it was canceled because of a snowstorm. Yep. Huh. Festival of the Snow canceled because of a snowstorm.
What? How is that even possible?
Yeah.
Apparently, organizers want to celebrate the snow, but they felt like a major snowstorm with freezing temperatures was too much snow for the festival to handle.
I feel like they should maybe do a summer festival then.
Yes.
If they're not really into the snow.
Yeah. This reminds us of a similar story from about a year ago when the world's biggest snowball fight had to be canceled because it snowed.
Snow.
My God.
Either way, the Festival of Snow is canceled because of snow. And now the organizers will give it another shot this weekend, or they'll try in the summer.
July's
more than a month.
Let's just talk about what snow could possibly be here.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Party Central. Gender reveal parties don't seem like they're going away. If you're not familiar, that's a party where a pregnant couple finds out the gender of their baby by, like, popping a balloon that has blue or pink confetti inside.
Yeah.
Well, there's a restaurant chain called Villa Italian Kitchen that has 250 locations across the country, and they just created something called Gender Reveal Lasagna. How does it work? Well, they bake you some lasagna with cheese inside that's dyed in appetizing pink or an even more unappetizing blue.
That is disgusting.
And then you cut in the lasagna to find out if you're having a boy or a girl. Yep, if you want a gender reveal lasagna party, costs $140.
Whoa.
And you also get normal colored rolls and a salad for 12 people.
Thanks. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds disgusting.
It does.
Lasagna is good, though. This next laser story is out of Wife Island.
What is Wife Island?
Fun place.
Didn't know there was an island.
Is your wife or girlfriend only keeping you around to do chores and make her life easier?
I doubt it.
Well, apparently there's a 1 in 9 chance that the answer is yes.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Partners out there that are that helpful. That's what I need to know.
New survey asked women what they'd do to have a little more free time each day, and 11% said that they would dump their husband or boyfriend if it meant they could have more time to get things accomplished.
Wow!
Here are some more stats from the survey. The average woman says that they need an extra 82 minutes a day to accomplish everything they need to do. The biggest time sucks include work, dealing with the kids, and running errands.
Yeah.
That just sounded like life.
Yeah.
Life is the biggest time sucks.
It really is. Also, the top things women would do with a little more time are sleep, read, go for walks, and cook instead of ordering out so much. And finally, the most hectic part of the day for women is the morning. On average, it takes 55 minutes to get ready, and 70% say that they usually feel rushed every morning.
You should follow my fashion advice.
Just, not rushing at all, baby.
Don't shower.
Yeah, no.
Change your clothes. Just get out of bed and go.
Yeah. Hat. Put a hat on.
Here we are.
This guy spends a lot of time getting ready, but he's just out there trying to impress all those shoes. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, and that means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. Don't worry, though. We'll do it again same time on Friday.